Starting Bez Hashem, Hilchos Taruvos, Shir 21, Simon Kuv Zayin. So let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Hamavashol beitzim harbi bikli pasan, if you're cooking eggs in their shells, lo yetzia mehamayim shenis bashlo behem, ad shi yitztananu. You should not take them out of the water that they're being cooked in until it cools off. We'll see soon the different scenarios of how you can take out the eggs, by pouring it off or taking it out with a spoon. We'll see as we go through the shir, and the different ramifications of each case. But l'chatchila, as the Taz says that the Mechaber is talking l'chatchila, you should wait until it cools, if you're cooking a pot of eggs, or you could pour cold water onto the eggs to cool them off, and once the water's cooled off, below yad, so let us buy, you can take out the eggs. So why does the water have to be cold? Because we're afraid maybe you'll find a chick in one of the eggs. And if I'll take out the eggs before the water cools off, maybe this egg that has a chick in it will be left at the end with others. And then this egg with a chick in it will answer the other eggs. Because perhaps we'll come to a point where there's no 60 in the water and eggs against the froach, and then the froach will answer all the eggs. That's the Mechaber. But as we said, the Taz says that this is only l'chatchila. But by the Eved, the Mechaber will be made that it's mutter, like the opinion of the Ramah. So let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, Vimlei asokein, ele'iwa oisen l'kaiwa. If you do not let the eggs cool before you took them out, but rather you pour them into a bowl, we'll see the different ways of pouring when we get to the shach. V'nimsa achas mehen treif, and then we found in the bowl one of the eggs was treif. Yesh oisun hakol, there are those that ask for all the eggs. D'chashinan shema hatreifa nishal b'seif, because we're afraid maybe the treif egg was at the end of the pouring. V'lehoye shushim b'kadeiwa levatal, and there wasn't 60 in the pot to mevatel the egg, menesa shebekdeira, and therefore will aser everything in the pot, and it will then go and aser everything in the bowl. So therefore, if you poured it out when it was hot, it will be aser. The aser egg in the pot will aser up to 60 in the pot, and then these eggs that became aser will aser the other eggs. We'll explain more when we get to the shach. So then the Ramah brings the case of the fish, v'chein bedogim ketanim. The similar is with small fish. Shenimsa dog tomei b'kaira, and you found a tomei fish in the bowl. V'le'iwa kulam v'asachas el toich ha'kaira, and you didn't pour them all off at once. If you poured all the fish at once, then it would be mutter. But if you didn't do it all at once, it's aser. Why? The oz yish lachosh. Shema nisha isul b'sretzkuz. You have to be afraid that the aser fish is at the end. That's the isrim. And the Ramah says, V'yesh matirim b'chol inyan. There are those that matter, both the eggs and the fish, even if you found an aser fish or an afroach, delay machzakin an iser. We don't establish an iser. Leimer den nisha ha iser b'lay shishim. We don't say that the iser was left without 60. Since it's a suffix, whether it came out before the water went below 60. So since it's a suffix, we say leimer machzakin an isura. And as if it's mutter. V'chein ikur. Then the Kumamo concludes, V'afilo de dasa oisrim, even according to those in Aser, the first opinion, Ein le'esa ha'kelem shenis bashloboy, you do not answer the pot that it was cooked in, and certainly not the bowl, to ma'amidim ha'kli achas kosei, because we put the pot on the chazaka, the status quo, that it was mutter. That's the Ramah. Now let's see the Shach, to see what scenario we're talking about. Let's see inside. Vim lo'y osakein, at seif ha'gol. The Shach says, Nira lefi anias daiti, it seems, in my humble opinion, muchach de rivo v'siyatoi, that we see from the rivo, and those that go like him, shavir ha-sifat shuma, the rivo is brought in the sifat shuma, v'amordachai, soy perukalei trefus, v'ashari doiro, simenon aleph, v'asmag, v'agoyis maimani, v'ator, all these we shown and bring the rivo, that the case is, the hechod de iro ha-roitiv mitchila lekli, v'loi ha-dogim, that first I drained all the water into the bowl without the fish. Even though I drained off all the water first, it's still aser. דחוששן שמנישו הדוג תומי בצד מטה בסויף, כשנשמי את הרויטב על ידי אירוי, were afraid that the tummy fish will be left on the bottom when the water becomes less because it was poured out. In ma'at mayim v'roitev, the tummy fish will be left with a little bit of water and juice. Im esrim o shloshim dogim o yoyser, at pochas mishishim, with 20 or 30 fish, that is less than 60, meaning let's say there's half water and half fish, so there'll be 30 fish, or just under 30 fish, with 30 equal water. So now, if there's less than 60 in the water, including the water, against tummy fish, right, I can include everything in the water to mevatel the fish. So if I have 30 fish and 30 water, it will be bottle. But if I have a little bit less than that, then it's usser. So between 20 and 30 fish, we're presuming that there's a little bit more water than fish. So once it gets to a point that there's not 60 in the water against the fish, so therefore these 20 and 30 become usser, since it's still in the pot, it's still in the kli rishon. So now the taste of the fish, of the tummy fish, will go into the water and the other fish. Even though afterwards I drain the rest of the water into the kli, it's still, everything now will be usser. Why will all the rest of the fish be usser? When I drained off most of the water, and I was left with only 20 or 30 fish in the water, meaning that there wasn't 60 against the tummy fish, so the fish that are above the water do not help to be mevatel the tummy fish, because they're not in the water. There's nothing to spread the taste into the other fish. We need water to transfer the taste from one fish to the other. So if it's above the water, it doesn't help to be mevatel, and it doesn't become usser. V'achal kach, choizrin, after the bottom 20 and 30 become usser, choizrin oizrin ha'esim v'ashloishim, v'oizrin b'negiyosam ha'shar ha'dogim sh'b'machvas, sh'menochem aleihem b'machvas b'oidim chamin. After these 20 and 30 become usser, and then the rest of the water is drained, so these 20 or 30 will touch the ones that were originally above the water, above the roitiv, and when they touch these fish, they'll answer them. Or they'll all get mixed up, and they'll all touch each other. And therefore, they'll all become asur. All the ones that were above the roitiv will touch the ones that were below the roitiv at the point that there wasn't 60. And now those that became asur that were below the roitiv will now asur through touching the rest that were above the roitiv. So we see that the rivah does not hold of ein b'lios yotzi below roitiv. Even though the roitiv was already drained off, still these asur fish will asur the other ones by touching, even though it's only an isur balua. Even though it's only absorbed taste, these 20 or 30 fish only have absorbed taste from the tummy fish, still they'll answer the other fish through touching. That's the opinion of the Riva. V'das Rabbeinu Baruch, Baal Sefer HaTshuma, and the opinion of Rabbeinu Baruch, V'siyato, and those that go lakim, Shevi'u kol ha'poiskim, U'meskim al ha'daitai, that all the poiskim bring and they agree to Rabbeinu Baruch, who, this opinion is, D'nehi de'ikol ha'mechash, D'ne'esu ha'esrim o'y ha'shloishim, Shebesefo iroi. Even though we have to worry, like we said before, that 20 or 30 fish become usur at the end of the pouring, when it reaches a level that is not 60 in the water and the fish against the usur fish, mekom makam betelim b'roiv. However, these 20 or 30 fish are batel b'roiv in the other fish. The fish derech liyos harbi dogim katanim, diyesh roiv neged oisin shenesu. Since there's usually a lot of small fish, you usually cook in a pot. I guess in the olden days they had a standard size pot to cook fish or eggs. And you filled up the pot. So in the pot, there would be enough fish out of the roitiv to be mevatel the fish that's in the roitiv berov. We'll see soon if that has to be, let's say, 30 fish become usur. Do I need 61 fish, or do I need 90 fish? Do I need double the amount of the usur fish, only one more? We'll get to that a little later. But in any case, there will be rov. And those that became usur will not usur the other ones that they touched. Kiven ein isturin machmas atzmon, since it's not inherently usur, it's only absorbed taste that's in the other fish, the 20 or 30 fish. Ein choizrim v'oisrim b'lei roitiv. They will not usur the other fish b'lei roitiv. Kum okom ashen esbar b'sim kofei sif zayin. like we learned in Simcha Pesach Zayin, that in Belios Liyotei Belo Rotev. V'kvar Ivo Kol Arotev L'Besoif L'Kli. And the case is, like the Shachas explained before, that you drained off all the liquid first. V'b'kaira like a Rotev. And there's no Rotev in the Kaira. In other words, either you drain the liquid into a different Kli, and therefore there's no liquid in the bowl. Inami ha-roitiv shebakayro kvar nasa kli sheni. Even if you did drain the water into the bowl, it's a kli sheni. Ve'enei seres klal, and a kli sheni won't answer. Ukamacha kasafti b'simen kufei sivkotin hei. Like the Shach said in Simen Kufei. Imkein lenis arvu ela b'yavish. So now it only gets mixed up when it's dry, meaning there's no water, hot water, to transfer the taste. Ubatelim b'roiv, and therefore those that became us will be bottled b'roiv. However, in a case where some water was left in the pot, the water, the roitiv, will mix the taste into the whole pot. Julian Marina explains that the case is that, let's say, you tip it, the pot, and then you stand it back up. So when you tip it, 20 or 30 become usr when I'm draining it. Then when I put it back, stand it up, so other eggs or fish will be on bottom, and then the ones that become asr before will asr the new ones that are on bottom because it's roitiv. So Shach says, this is the case of the agoyis sharidoyra. V'chein, im lo iro kol ha-roitiv, v'achar kach ha-dogim, or in a case where I did not drain off all the water and then pour out the fish. Rak iro ha-dogim ma'at ma'at im ha-roitiv ha-kol asr. Rather, I poured out a little bit of water together with fish each time. Then everything is asr. Aflo b'ino boch kadei klipa. Everything is asr kadei klipa. The iri mevashal kadei klipa. Over here, if I'm pouring out a little bit at a time of water and fish, so once I get to a point that is not 60 in the pot, now all these are asr, and now I'll pour these asr fish onto those that are already in the bowl. So I'll asr those fish, because it's iroi. You're pouring hot water onto the other fish. And Ivo will ask the other fish a klipa. Gomachin is by Sim Kufei Shom, like we've learned. And Sim Kufei Sif Beis. Vechem Pirish Habach, Vechem Mavur Beis Sivatu Klach of Zayin, Ein Shom. This is also how the Bach and Sivatu explain. Vedoik. Vechem Muchach Medivu Mashal, Beis Sivatu Shalai, this is also how the Mashal explains. Medivu Maschal, Lefi Kishe Iwa. And the Sivatu and his Pirish and the Sharidura, starting Lefi Shekishe Iwa. Vechem Muchach Lehejibag, Beis Sharidura, Beis Shaman. Nun hameschal say dog kitipirashi. It's also how it's explicitly in the Agoyis Sharidoyra. Ein shom b'chol makoymes v'doy kikatzarti. Look in all those places, and you'll see, like I said shortly. So in short, what the Shach is saying till now is that the machloikis between Rivon and Rabbeinu Baruch is in a case where I drained off the water first, and then I poured out the fish. So according to the Rivon, it's aser, and according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the batel b'rov. So now the Shach says, "V'hu deloike Beis Yosef ha-Rav b'Toras Chatos klal nun aleph din aleph." This is not like the Beis Yosef and the Ramah in Toras Chatos. She'vino machlokes Rivon Rabbeinu Baruch. The Beis Yosef and the Ramah understood the machlokes between the Rivon and Rabbeinu Baruch. K'she ma'ara ma'at ma'at hadogim im aroitav l'kayra. The case is where I poured out a little bit at a time, a little bit of fish with a little bit of water each time. El she'Rav b'Toras Chatos shom kosav. But the Ramah writes in Toras Chatos, the Afa Beno Boch v'seyatu lematirim elak she'iru hamayim bintayim l'kli acher. That the Beno Boch, that only permits this case where the water was poured off in between to another kli, meaning acher iru harishin koydim she'iru acher kachadogim shem machvas. Meaning even at first I poured out some water with some fish, but before I poured out the fish that became usr when it reached a point of below 60, I drained this water to a different kli. So long as I poured out the water that became usr before I poured out the fish, it has the same din as if I drained off all the water in the beginning. Aval im nishar ma'at mayim im hadogim. But if some water was left with the fish, v'iro oisin l'kayro, and I poured it together with the fish into the bowl, hakol usr, the iroi kli rishon. Everything is usr because iroi is like a kli rishon, and will usr all the other fish that were mutter. Since the Iroi is like a Kli Rishon, therefore the Rotav will take the taste from the fish that became Asr to the fish that that were mutter, v'akol asur, and everything will become asur. Im ein shiom shishim, if there's no 60 against those that became asur. So in the parentheses, the Shach just asks that it should only be asur a klipa, because we hold that iwi asur is a klipa. And then he asks that even if there is 60, it shouldn't help, because all that can help you to be mevatel is the klipa. And therefore, you should only be able to count the klipa of the fish. All the klipas of the fish to be mevatel. Then he says, that this is not how it seems from the Yosef, that it does not seem from him that we're only talking about a case where I drained the asur water first. Ela mashma lahedjo midvorav, we see specifically from his words, that filo lo yi'ira hamayim bintayim shavi, that even if I did not pour out the asur water in between, meaning before I poured out the asur fish, it's still mutter. So why is it mutter? V'nirili disavali lebeis Yosef to klipa kaponim be'inon. It seems to me that the Bisesiv holds that I need a klipa. It means all the fish become also a klipa, because Iri Asa is a klipa. And they're only arguing to Asa the whole fish. Since all I did was Iroi, so therefore only klipa is Asa, even though it was poured together with the water. But besides the klipa, everything is mutter, according to Rabbeinu Baruch. Meaning the machlokes between the Ravah and Rabbeinu Baruch is whether all the fish is Asa or only a klipa is Asa. V'chein das yisavetu sham din vav, Dafa Rabbeinu Baruch klipa boy. The Yisavetar also says that Rabbeinu Baruch holds that a klipa is asur. Because when they're still wet, the asur ones will touch the mutter ones and make them asur, a klipa. Ein shom. The lika bach. It's not like the bach she toma temek gedola al beisesef ein kan temek klal. It's not like the bach who asks on the beisesef why they're asur. It's not a temek because it's only asur a klipa. However, if I did not pour the hot water onto the mutter fish, the Bach says that everything is mutter without a klipa. So far we're coming up from the Shach that if the water was drained first, meaning either in the beginning, or the water that became asur, I drained into a different kli, so in such a case, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, everything is mutter. But in a case where it was poured out a little bit at a time, a little bit of fish together with a little bit of water, even at the end, in such a case, since we have Iroi, all the fish will be usher a klipa. So now the Shach brings a third opinion. V'das Rash, Shehevi Smag, Vagoyis Sharidoiro Reish Simen Nun, the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon brought by the Smag and the Goyis Sharidoiro, the matter that he permits it, mitam de talinon de isur beruba isa. He holds that we can say that the usher fish is with the rov. Nira, so according to this it seems, that the part that's out of the rotav has to be the majority. Like it says, and therefore, by eggs, where the Rabbeinu Baruch says that it's usually you won't have a rove of eggs outside the rotav, the ones that are inside the rotav that became asur, the 20 or 30 that become usher in the rotav. So, therefore, after Rabbeinu Shimshon, usher. So, therefore, contra Rabbeinu Shimshon would also be usher, because we say that the usher egg is in the rove, and now that's going to come out that the majority is in the bottom, is in the rotav, and therefore, it will be usher. But the oven mashikosef mahavshal perakid anoshe simen mem dalad to Rabbeinu Shimshon matorim af habetzim. Therefore, I don't understand the mashal who says that according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, even by exits mutter, v'chein mashu me teres chatos sham, and it's also how it seems from teres chatos, v'chein bago, miu vadi ha-kushta. However, this is certainly true, to Rabbeinu Shimshon mutter afilu lo'ira ha-mayim b'psof. In the case of fish, it's mutter even if I did not pour the asa water out at the end, if the asa water was not drained at the end. Kivon, the talinan da hadog tomei hayi beruba. Since we say that the asa fish was in the rove, and the rove is above the rotav, therefore, all the fish are mutter, even if the water was not drained at the end. It was not drained before I poured off the fish. This also how it seems from Teres Chatos. So, what the Shach is saying in short is that according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, the case of eggs would be aser, because there's no rov, and therefore he does not understand the Mashal who says that according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, even in the case of eggs, it's mutter. So, one approach is that of the Michas Yaakov. The Michas Yaakov says, which we'll learn in Simon Kuftes, that when we say bottle berov, we need twice the amount of the hatter in order to have bottle berov. So let's say, in like in our case, 30 fish become asur. So in order to mevatel the 30 fish berov, I'll need 60 mutter fish. I'll need a total of 90 fish. And same thing for eggs. If 30 eggs become asur, I'll need 60 mutter fish, 90 total. Not like the shach over there. The shach over there says that all I need is one more. All I would need is 31 to mevatel asur, not twice the amount. So according to Minchas Yaakov, it comes out very good. That by eggs, he holds that we'll cook enough eggs to have the rov above the rotav. In other words, let's say 30 eggs would become asur in the rotav, if you have 30 water, or just below. And the usual would be that there would be 31 eggs above the rotav. So now we have a case where the isur, we say that the asur egg is in the rov, and therefore it's above the rotav, and therefore did not asur the rest of the eggs, and therefore according to Ben Shimshon it's mutter. But according to Ben Boruch, in such a case for the eggs it will be asur. Why? Because we say that the asur egg was on the bottom, and asur 30 eggs, and now all I have is 31 eggs above the rotav, and that's not enough to say bitl barov. And therefore all the eggs are asur. Meaning in short, that isur baruba isa, when I say that the isur is in the rov, all I have to have is the majority. If the majority is 31, so I say it's in the majority, and therefore according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, it's mutter, because the majority is above the rotav. But if I'll need, I have to come on to bitl barov, like Rabbeinu Baruch, I'll need twice the amount, and therefore, since it's not twice the amount of eggs, against those that became asur, therefore it's all asur. But the Shach has a question, according to what he holds over there in Kuftes, that even one more is enough. So therefore, in our case, he understands that there's not 31 eggs outside the rotav, because in such a case, Rabbeinu Baruch should matter it, and we see that Rabbeinu Baruch asurs the eggs, and therefore he holds that the majority is in the rotav, and therefore he has a question, why does the Mashal say that, according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, the case of the eggs is mutter? So in summary so far, we saw three shitos in the Shach. We have the Rival, who asks the fish in all cases, and certainly the eggs. Then we have the Rabbeinu Baruch, who holds that the case of eggs is asur, but in the case of fish, it depends how the fish was poured, if all the water was poured off first, or if fish and water were poured off together at the end. And then we have the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon that in all cases the fish are mutter, because Isur, Abiru, Be'isa, the Isur is in the rov, which is above the rotav. But the Shach says that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the case of the eggs would be asur because the rov is in the rotav. So now how do we paskin? So the Shach continues, Uli inyan dino. The din is, Hine, kol ha-poiskim, hanal, oimdim mishitas Rabbeinu Baruch. All the above mentioned poiskim stand or hold like the opinion of Rabbeinu Baruch. V'chein pirish merenu rav peretz, b'taj beitz simen shinnun aleph. This is how Rabbeinu Peretz paskins in the taj beitz. Just as a side note, there's two Tashbitzim in the Rishonim. This Tashbitz is known as the Tashbitz Koton. Umevioi b'Hagoyis Mordechai d'Chulin, and this Rabbeinu Baruch is also brought by the Hagoyis Mordechai in the back of Sechles Chulin. V'chein Pirshu Yosef Heter, and this is how the Yosef Heter explains. V'chein Hiske Mashal Sham V'chein Pirshu Abach V'shar Achonim. This is also how the Mashal and the Bach and the other Achonim hold. They all hold like Rabbeinu Baruch the Sefer Truma. Ela Shaharav b'Taris Chatas. The exception is the Ramah and Toras Chatas, Shom Mekel Bedover, and Toras Chatas and Ramah is Mekel, Vabach Hesekalab, and the Bach asks on the Ramah, because of the Lika Toras Chatas Beloit Tambaraya. And the Bach says, not like the Ramah, without explaining the reason and proof why he argues. So we see that most of the Poiskim hold like Rabbeinu Baruch. Ube'emes, Yishla'im Bedover. So really, we have to look into this. Because it seems that the reasoning of the Ramah and Toras Chatas is correct. Because this case should not be any worse than the case of Nishpach where we go Lekula. The case of Nishpach, as we learned in the beginning of Teruivus, in Siman Tzedek Ches, is if Issa was cooked in Heter and was poured out, we don't know if there was 60, but we know that there was Rov. So in the case of Min Vamina, we'll make it. In the case of Nishbach, since it's Durabonon, and there's a suffix of 60, you only need 60 midurabonon, therefore we go Lekula. So therefore, the same should be in our case. It's just only a suffix Durabonon, because it's min. And the second reasoning of the Ramon Toras Chatas is also correct. Since we pass on like the Rashi in the Torah in the end of Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, like we'll see at the end of Teruvus, that kol nichnas of the suffix, that everything is included in the suffix, the case over there is that you had two pots, and Issa fell into one of the two pots. We don't know which one. So we say that we can combine both pots to the suffix, to 16. Both pots together against the Issa, it's mutter. If eventually they'll get mixed up. V'lama lo yistarif kan, hakol avatol. So why over here too? Also, can't you include everything to mevatel, since they all got mixed up? V'doich ha'klemer d'davka gabi shtei kadeus shel heter, she'nafal Issa l'sech achas mehen, ve'eni yadua le'eze nafal, ve'ein b'chol achas mehem levatloi, that only by two kadeus, where the Issa fell into one of them, and we don't know which one it fell into, and there's not enough to mevatel it in each pot, there's only enough to mevatel the Issa in both pots together, who the kaimel and the shtem et staffers, that only in such a case do we hold that both pots can combine to mevatel the Issa, kiven the hacha yisafel lefanenu, since the suffix in front of us, v'lo noida la'izen nafal, and we don't know which one, to which pot it fell into, Imkena kol chodo v'chodo, ikal ameimer dehaide hetevohi. And therefore, we can say on each part, we can say that this is the heter, and therefore we permit it. Onehi dechado minayu deisturohi. And even though one of them is certainly aser, mikol mokem kiven dolin noida ezahu, nonetheless, since we don't know which one it fell, shneim et starfis. Since we don't know which one it fell, they're both combined. Mash enkin hocha. And we should say that only over there are we makel, but not in our case. Because we'll never know which ones became usher. And now the fish combined before I knew about the usher fish. And therefore over here, since it's combined before I knew about the usher fish, therefore over here it should be usher. That's forced. That's not correct. The adraba ip chomistava. The opposite should be true. The hagabi base kadeirois sharina lahu. Because by two paths we permit it mitam shekol. The reason we permit it over there is because anything that's going to eventually be combined, we look at it now as if it's combined, even though we didn't combine it yet. So certainly, in our case, where it's already combined, the Asa fish and the Mutter fish, we should certainly combine all the fish to B'mavatel, the tummy fish, or Asa egg. It's also forced and hard to say that all the Paiskim that we learned till now are arguing on the Rashban Torah and Simkrif Yud Aleph. It's hard to say that all these Mishnayim don't agree to the Rashban Torah. For Oy Dim Kain, and even if you do say that all these Mishnayim argue on the Rashban Torah, like Havilan lifts the cover sale, we shouldn't pass them like the Rashban Torah and Simkrif Yud Aleph. Kevin the Kol Hanach Paiskim Chalukim Aleihu, since all these Paiskim argue, and certainly we should. Go like these Rishonim, because they're more strict than the Rashban and the Torah. If they don't disagree with the Rashban and the Torah, and they say that the two are not mistarif, so we shouldn't pass them like the Rashban and the Torah. V'oid, and furthermore, the Havei HaTor Oymed Gam Kein B'Shitas Rabbeinu Baruch, the Torah by us holds like Rabbeinu Baruch, B'Sosam B'Simen Kufir Aleph Kav Rashba, and he himself holds like the Rashban Simen Kufir Aleph. So you see that you can't say that those that Asr here are arguing on the Rashba. So since over there we find they can mistarif both parts, certainly in our case where the fish are already combined, we should mitzdarif all the fish. And therefore the Ramah should be correct that in our case it should all be mutter. So the Taz answers, V'nireh, the kol hanach paiskim mayre min be'she'ena minoy. All these paiskim that I'll say that over here it's aser are talking in a case of min be'ena mino. Shadog tomei ena minoy, that the tomei fish is not the same min as the mutter fish. V'chen ha'beitzah sefroyach, oi beitzah shil tipas dam, hu ena minoy im shah ha'beitzim. And similarly, by the eggs, the froach, or the egg that had the blood spot, is considered ena minay with the other eggs. Behilkoch b'min b'sh ena minay, and therefore b'min b'ena minay, kivan de'ikalim l'mekam ataima mitchila, since when the 20 or 30 became aser, we can taste the iser. L'nechnas hakol b'sofik, therefore we do not say that all the fish and eggs are included in the sofik. D'ha haya efshe lovil debir, since it's possible to clarify where the iser is. The Shach said over there that the Rashban, the Torah, agree that in the case of Mimba in Amino, that we do not include everything to be Mevatel the Safek. So therefore, over here we cannot include all the fish or eggs to be Mevatel the Safek. So we have no question from Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. V'ravatur Eschatas, so what does the Ramah hold? Has to be speaking b'minay dafka, only in a case of minay. We'll see soon how it could be a case of min b'minay. Shehevi Meminishbach, which is clear from the proof that he brings Minishbacha Roitev, from when the Roitev was poured out in Simen Tzenaches, the Hanodafka Meminai, because over there we only permit Mempeminai, according to Mishnah Zbarah, Simen Tzenaches, like is explained in Simen Tzenaches. So therefore we have to say that Ramah is talking about a case of Mempeminai. The other Rishonim who argue hold this Mempeminai, and Ramah who says it's Mutter in our case, holds it's a case of Mempeminai. Menewa Davi Mashmalei Laharav, the Hei Mairi Dafka Meminai. So it seems that the Ramah learned that these Rishonim are all speaking about a case of Minoi. Since Rabbeinu Baruch says that the fish are bottled berov, v'din yavesh, like the din of yavesh, the fish that become aser are bottled in the rov of mutter fish, like a din of yavesh, so it has to be its minoy. Why? Because if you say it's minbish ena minoy, hakosav Rabbeinu Baruch kufa b'sefer atshuma, Rabbeinu Baruch writes in sefer atshuma, v'chein apoiskim l'kamon simekuftes, that the reason that you need shishim by mimbish ena minoy, even yavish be yavish, mishum dem yavash lamitin tam, because if they'll be cooked, mimbish ena minoy, the asa ones will give taste to the mutter ones. Therefore, even though it's yavish be yavish, if it's mimbish ena minoy, you need 60. So for here too, it has to be mimbish minoy, because if it's mimbish ena minoy, if the asa fish gave taste to the 30 fish, so now the 30 fish, if they're cooked with the other fish, they'll give taste. So therefore, roiv shouldn't help. So therefore, it must be that the Ramah holds that Rabbeinu Baruch is talking about min b'minoi. Aval be'emes ein zeh haychocha. The Shach says, no, in truth, this is not a proof. We can say that we're talking about a case over here of ein b'minoi. V'afilu hochi adogim shenivla behem ha'tam, the dog tomei, and nonetheless, the fish that absorb taste from the tomei fish, betelam b'hashar b'roiv, a bottle and the other fish b'roiv, kivan dehem atzmam havi legabi acherem min b'minoi. Since they themselves are min b'minoi with the other ones, even though they have taste of enem minoi, still a bottle, even though they have taste of enem minoi, but since the fish that became also a min b'minoi with the other fish, im ken vadei im yivashlem lakatam. Therefore, if I cook these fish that became also with the other fish, they won't give taste, so long as there's 60 against the original fish, which we need in any case. Because if there wasn't 60 against the tummy fish, it would have answered it in the beginning. So we're obviously talking about a case where there is 60 against the tummy fish, and therefore those 20 or 30, if they're cooked with the other ones, they won't give taste unto the other ones. And therefore, since they won't give taste, we can say bittel berov. So we have no proof from the fact that they're bottle berov, then we have to be talking about mimba minai. V'oid, and furthermore, the harvadi beitzes afroyach adam b'shar beitzim mimba shenem minayu. It's certain that an egg that has chicken in it or a blood spot in other eggs is mimba shenem minayu. Do hatam afroyach v'dam l'chod, v'tam beitzel l'chod, because the taste of a chick is different than the taste of eggs. Because the taste of a chick and the taste of blood is different than the taste of egg. So therefore we have to say that our case is mimba shenem minayu. It's also very far-fetched to say that a tummy fish has the same taste as the mutter fish. And certainly according to what the Ramah holds in Simen Tzedekes, that's linibus shma, that min be'en minoy goes after the name. If the name is different, it's called min be'en minoy. The pshita, the dog tummy, the isle shma ba'api nafshi, the havi min be'en minoy. That is certainly that if a tummy fish has a different name than the tower fish, that is min be'en minoy. If you found a shrimp in your other fish, so shrimp and fish are two different names, so it's min be'en minoy. Kama shekasav avon b'tshuva simin chof, v'sev heter soif kal chof gimel, b'shem ha'oz avua, l'tur avon and v'sev heter right. So it seems clear that our case is min be'en minoy. So we're back to the question on Ramah. Why does Ramah say that it's mutter? So the Roshach says, miu b'ze ef shalaymar. And this we can say, the Rav Svi related to Ramah holds, Kagoyis Sharidoira Reish Simin Nun, like the Kagoyis Sharidoira, Hamestchelis Pamachasuva, that begins with the words Pamachasuva, the Isil Hashem, that says over there, the dog Tomei having min b'minoi, le'inyan deloi bottle, that a Tomei fish is min b'minoi, ayin Shom, see over there. V'tzirach Leimer, dahainu mishum, the shame dog, echadu, that they're all called fish, or le'inyan min b'minoi, Amanda omad loy bottle as linen basashma. And b'min b'minai, We go after the name, according to the Ramah. So since a shrimp is called a fish, so regarding being batal min bamina, it's all called the same min, since they're all called fish. Since even a tummy fish is called a fish, even though it has another name. So that's one approach. Either because it's all called fish, and therefore the Ramah holds it's min bamina, and therefore it's batal. And another approach is, it could be that the Ramah holds that even though it's ain't a minay, he still asks from Nishbach Mishum that Sir Dogim Temeim, because the juices of Tame fish do a bonon. It's only us to do a bonon. A commotion is by Simen Pe Gimel, like it's explained in Simen Pe Gimel. And since it's only do a bonon, therefore it's a suffix to a bonon, therefore it's mortar. V'chein basis afroy ach v'dam hu medu a bonon. And similarly, a chick of an egg and the blood of an egg is also medu a bonon. A commotion is by Simen Pe Vav, like it's explained in Simen Pe Vav. Aval kasha. But we have a question on this. The loy b'minay afilu b'istra bonon tzevel l'havav dazlin in the chumah b'nishbach. Like we wrote in Nishbach, the case of pouring, that even though it's a suffix to a bonon, still the Ramah goes l'chumra. So therefore you cannot answer like he's saying that over here, since it's do a bonon, it'd go l'kula, b'tzarchian, and still requires to be looked into. L'mil, l'mayda ho'chachti, shom d'azlinan l'kula, but according to what the Shach wrote in Simen Tzadakhes, that mim b'she'en aminay, do a bonon, b'nishbach, you go l'kula, so if you say, you go by a suffix, you go l'kula, even by min ba'ein amina, if it's d'rabbanon. And over here, both the afroach and the tzir of dogim tameim is d'rabbanon. So why all the rishonim aser our case? So l'chleimet d'chol hanach paiskim mayri b'sheyesh b'dogim shem nunis. You have to say that over here we're talking about with the fats of the fish. The oz aser midar raisa. And the shem nunis, the fats of the fish, are aser midar raisa. H'komashin is b'ayah b'semen pe gimel. Like I said, in semen pe gimel. Inami. Another answer would be v'hu ikar, and this is the main answer. Daf kotzir al yedei malicha midrabanan. That when do we say that the juices of fish are midrabanan? It's only when it comes out through salting. Masha enkein tam al yedei bishul the yotzi ikar hatam v'alach luchas. That only by salting do we say it's midrabanan. However, through cooking, that the taste itself of the fish and the juices come out, and therefore in such a case it would be daraisa, and therefore they hold, and that in our case is aser. B'masha kasev maharai. That if you pickled a tummy fish with a tar fish, it's asr midaraisa, because the main tzir and moistures come out of the fish. So therefore, certainly, if a tummy fish is cooked with tummy with mutter fish, it is asr. The cost of cane. Kabi bishul the tzir the dogam tameim ain't no element to abonan. And this is the reason that you do not find not even one of the poskim that say that over here is an isdur abonan because it's only tzir dogam tameim. Because over here, since it's bishul, therefore it's daraisa. Vafal pisha smagbash b'shar ksas poskim noktubu l'shenim nami beitzes afroichay dam. So even though some of the poskim use the case of a chick found in an egg or blood found in an egg, and we said that that's dur abonan, l'tamayu asli disfiru l'las smag that dam beitzem daraisa. The smak is going according to what he holds, that blood of eggs is daraisa. Kama shukasa mashal b'isavahetu shaloi b'simen samach b'ez, like this mashal writes, I efshar de la dugma nokto achi. That he's only bringing this as an example. B'nafka mina le'inyin shari is daraisa. And would apply by other isu daraisa. But by an isu darabonon, it would be mutter. So in summary, what we say until now is that the Shach had a question on the Ramah, why doesn't Nishbach and the kol ha'safek mitzafen le'isu apply in our case? So he says that our case is a case of daraisa. Because even though it's sira fish is darabonon, since it's being cooked, it is daraisa, and therefore it's a suffix daraisa, and therefore it's aser. And by eggs, it seems that the shach comes out that it's a suffix darabonon, and therefore it should be mutter. This is also how the Parayat Shulchan in Siv Katan Tezvav explains the shach, that it's coming out at the end, that by eggs, you can be makel. And by fish, if all the rotav is poured out first, you can be makel. But if the fish is poured together with a little bit of water, since it's a suffix daraisa, we say 20 or 30 became aser, and then these fish will aser the other fish since it's being poured out with hot water. And the Iroi will aser the other fish a klipa. That's the shach. The last piece we'll leave for now. Now let's see the taz. We'll see the first half of the taz. The second half of the taz is very complicated. We'll just speak it out outside, but the first half we'll see inside. Let's see the taz, sivkot and dalad. The taz says, v'yesh matirim. Hatam de kosev Ramah, Delemach Zekinin Isur, Hu Tam HaRav Rabbeinu Shimshon. The reasoning that the Rama wrote of Lemach Zekinin Isura is the reasoning of Rabbeinu Shimshon, Shem Mevi B'Smag, that's brought in the Smag. Or Lefi Ze, Af B'Beitzim Mutarim. According to this, even by eggs it's Mutar. If you say Lemach Zekinin Isura, even by eggs it's Mutar, because we say the Mutar egg was not below the Rotav. In a case where we see now that it's Batal B'Shishim, we don't say that there was once a time that it was together with water, and therefore will answer. We say that no, it was above the rotav, and therefore it's mutter. Avasham is a tam achol hater, but in the smag there's another reason to matter. Vechenu betor, and this is also brought in the Torah. The hainu the matter bedogim, the reason he permits the fish. Lefisha oisen maat dogim shenesu begdeira betelam beroyv taruvos achakach. The reasoning. That's mutter. This is the reasoning of Rabbeinu Baruch. We say that the aser fish was on the bottom, and an aser a small amount of fish. But the reason everything is mutter is because this small amount of fish is batel berov when it gets mixed up afterwards. And these fish do not aser the other ones. Well, if he's there, according to this reasoning, the reasoning of Rabbeinu Baruch, yesh le'aser bebeitzim. If we have to come out the batel berov, then we should aser the case of the eggs. Kiven de'en regilim levashel beitzim kol kach biyachad. The reason that we should ask for the eggs is because we don't cook enough eggs to have a bittel berov of those eggs that became asur. If we say 20 or 30 eggs became asur, we usually don't cook 40 to 60 eggs, and therefore there won't be a rov to be mevatel the eggs that became asur, and therefore, but in the case of the eggs, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, will be asur. This is also explicit in the smag. Oid yesh nafgamina, and according to this, they were saying bitl berov and not lemachzakin nesura. We have another differentiation. Bedogam atzmon, and by the fish itself, we can differentiate between if you say lemachzakin nesura and bitl berov. Dilatam hasheni, because according to this second reason, meaning bitl berov, cause of a goyis jaridoira. Simon nun aleph, the dafka she'ira hamayim koidim she'ira hadogam ha'achroinim, hanashoram b'machvas. That's only mutter if you poured off the water before you poured the rest of the fish into the bowl. Aval im nisha mayim, oy roitev, im ma'ata dogim lipsoif. However, if some water is left with the asur fish at the end, ve'ira oisen lakaira, and you poured the fish and the water together into the bowl, hakol asur, everything's asur. The iroi kukli vishen ad kalashene. Because since we have iroi, so I will asur kulay, according to the Gosh Jaredera. According to the Shachus or Taklipa, but according to the Shachus Shadoira, if you pour off the water with the fish, it will aser the other fish, kulo, and therefore everything will be aser. According to the first reasoning, if you say Lamachzakin Nisura, both these cases are mutter. So what the Taz is saying is that we have two differentiations between if we say Loi Machzakin Nisura or if we say Bittel Berov. If we say Lamachzakin Nisura, in all cases it's mutter. Both in the case of the eggs and in the case of fish, even if you poured out the fish and the water together at the end. But if you say bitl berov, the case of the eggs will be aser, and the case of the fish also will be aser if I left some water at the end and poured it on to the other fish. So the task continues. The cause of Rashal Perakin Anoshe Simim Dalad, Rashal writes in Perakin Anoshe, Midizocho HaTor HaTam HaSheni, since the Torah mentions the second reason of bitl berov, Kavasei Kaimelon, we hold like the Torah, that the reason in its motor here is bitl berov, and therefore we have to be machmer by eggs. So the Taz says, according to this, yesh lahachmer gam benafgamin hasheni shezachauti bedogam atzman. We should also have to be machmer in the case of the fish where poured out at the end with the water. However, the mashal writes over there, she'ein hamayim shebekaira oisrim hadogim kulam mikoyach ataruvos, that the water that's in the bowl will not aser the fish, kivan shehem beklisheni. Since the water is in a klisheni, the water will not transfer the blios from the aser fish to the mutter fish. Va'oisin mat mayim shenisha begedeva, and this little bit of water that's left in the pot, gam ken em bekoyach lahaflet ulahavlia bedogim shebekaira. It also does not have the strength to take out from the aser fish and put into the mutter fish in the kaira. And therefore the aser fish won't aser the mutter fish, and therefore we'll have bitl berov. The gamkein ein loimer she'oisin ma'at mayim gufay ha'neser b'soif ha'iroi ya'asur ha'dogam shebekaira. And we don't say that the water that became aser, that water itself that became aser, should aser the mutter fish in the bowl. Lefisha batol b'ka'ayu b'samach. Since it's batol in 60. Ad kalat shene. This is the words of the mashal. So the Chavistas explains it as that since according to the mashal, a dova gush, a salad, cooks completely, so when I pour from the water that became aser into the bowl, so the blios of this water will disperse throughout the bowl into the fish in the water, and therefore will be batal b'shishim. So it's coming out, according to the mashal, that even if I pour the water and fish together, at the end, it's still mutter. So the Taz says, Lefi zeh, em yesh lochosh she'ein shishim neged oisen ha'mayim she'nishu b'kedeva, if we can suspect that there's not 60 in the bowl against the water that was left over at the end in the pot that became aser, v'ad yesh lasu kol ha'dogim achakach. The water will aser all the other water and the fish. So the Bnei Shulchan says that it's coming out that the Taz is the opposite of the Shach. According to the Shach, we said that in the case of the fish, if there was some water left at the end, and I poured the fish together with the water onto the mutter fish, it will be asura klipa. And according to the Taz, such a case is mutter, if there's 60 against the water. And in the case of the eggs, it came out that according to the Shach, it's mutter, but according to the Taz, it's asur. It's basically Shach and Taz's opinion. The Taz in the second half goes to ask, similar to the Shach, he brings it to his Chatas that says, that compares this case to Nishpach. His first question is hard to understand. The second question is the same as question of the Shach, that over here it's Mim Bein Amino. That's basically the Taz. Let's see now Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Zvuv uki yoytziboy midvorm hamu'usim, shenafshe shel adam kotzebem, a fly, or other things that people are disgusted by, that's found in cooked food. Zorkon, you throw out the fly, but tavshel mutter. And the food is mutter. Shein pletes dvorim elu hapagumim aiseres. Because the tastes of things that are disgusting do not aser the food. If we couldn't find the fly, so since the fly is a bria, so therefore the whole thing would be aser. But over here, since we're talking about where we can find the fly, and we're only worried about the taste of the fly, so the Mechaber is saying that the taste of the fly is batal, and we don't even need 60 against it. And so the Mu'mat says, V'chein ha'minig pashut, this is the common practice, af al gav d'yesh machmirim, divya makilim ikar. And even though there are those that are stringent, we go like those that are lenient. V'ein l'shanas ha'minig, and you should not change the minig. V'im lokach im ha'kaf dog tomei min ha'kadeva, and if you talk a tomei fish from the pot, over here the tummy fish will give a good taste, or if you took out some from the pot, anything else that's usher that does not give a bad taste, you may not put the spoon back in the kadera, because the spoon will become usher. And if you put the spoon back into the pot, you need 60 in the pot, neged the iser, v'loy neged kol hakaf, but not against the whole spoon. So now this is a little bit difficult, because since there's blios in the spoons, since you stuck the spoon into the pot, so now you have blios in the spoon, and now when I took out something usher from the pot, the usher blios should go into the spoon, and now make all the blios in the spoon usher. And therefore we should need 60 against the whole spoon. So the Mishpat Zav explains that the case is that you didn't stick it into the liquid. You just, let's say, for example, you removed a tummy fish from the top. So now, if the spoon wasn't used in the last 24 hours, there's no blios in the spoon to become aser. So all that goes into the spoon is the blios of the tamei fish. And therefore, if you have 60 against the fish, even if you don't have 60 against the spoon, it's mutter. The only exception would be, according to the Ramah, by a kli cheres, a new kli cheres, the Ramah holds in Simen Seneches that it becomes a chanan. But as we saw the shach over there, that even by a kli cheres, we do not say that the kli itself becomes aser. The only time we say chanan is by the absorbed taste in the kli. And over here, if the kli is new, if it means if it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, there's nothing to become chanan, and therefore all we need is against the iser. So Amar concludes, Aval im hoya ma'at min ha'tavshel im ha'iser b'kaf, if you had some of the food with the iser in the spoon, v'huchser l'kadeira, and then you put the spoon with the food back into the kadeira, tzorech shishim gam neged ma'at ha'tavshel, you'll also need 60 against this food that was in the spoon, because it becomes a chanan. Because it becomes a chanan in the spoon. That's the Ramah. So we see from the Mechaber and the Ramah that a fly and other things that people are disgusted by, you do not need 60 to mevatel the taste. The only problem is if you remove something that gives a good taste, like a fish or other things. So let's just see the Shach Sifkot Nezayin. The Shach says, Rabbi Nasib Nevela Bakaf, the Anu Machzakin and Hakaf, Ahi Shaita Kamoi Hagdeva, Atzma. The reason the food becomes a Nevela in the spoon is because at this time when it's taken out, we look at the food in the spoon as if it's in the pot. Since we took out the spoon from the hot pot, and we say that that the spoon has a din of a kli rishon. So now the Shach goes back onto the beginning of the sif, that we don't need 60 against this fly. So the Shach says, the inyan is vuv oiser b'taymoi hiskam avav l'machaber b'siyat l'hater. The Ramah agrees to the machaber that it's mutter. Aval taymo the haray rabu ha-poiskim ha-rishonim ba-achroinim le-iser. He has a question that there's many poiskim, both rishonim and achroinim, that aser it. V'chein kosev b'iser v'heter klachov zayin. V'chein ogem v'chein kosev ma-ram padwa. V'chein ogem v'chein kosev ma-shal b'iser v'heter shaloi. V'sifri perikol gira noshe simen memtes. Mikabolos ma-harash. V'chein ogem. We see the iser v'heter and the ram padwa and the ma-shal. And also you need 60 against the blias of the fly. So therefore, we have to say, the Mashal says over there, that we don't know which bugs give good taste and which give bad taste, and therefore by bugs we do need 60 to mevatel the taste. But the Shach concludes, Miu, b'mokam hefse mubo ashas atchak, and hefse mubo on ashas atchak, ol chai gavna, nira das maram padva b'tshuva l'hater, the maram padva permits it, v'chem pirusha bach, and this is also what the Bach says, Miu b'chala v'shichwa, however by vinegar or beer, l'kuli almi aser. Is by Mesef Semen Kuv Dalad, and beer or vinegar, or we learned over there also by whiskey, has the same din. According to everybody, we say that it will give a good taste, flies and other types of bugs, and therefore we'll need 60 against a fly if we remove it. If we can't find it, then as we said, it will answer all the food since it's a bria. That's Semen Kuv Zayin.